From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Arts and Lectures Program at the University of California, Santa Barbara, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. We are delighted to be here in Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara is, of course, the first town you get to when you're heading south into Southern California, or, as is more often the case, the last town you arrive at as you attempt to escape. Really, though, it is so beautiful here, so peaceful. It's not so much the real Southern California as the town that's hired to play Southern California on TV. We're very glad to be here. You can join us virtually anyway by calling 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Cindy in Arlington, Texas.
Hey, Cindy, how are things in Arlington?
Well, things are great, but last week I was in Lake Tahoe, California, so things were better there.
Really?
Yes.
You're one of those people who dreams of California?
Yes, just like you.
I know. It's so nice.
Yes, it was.
Cindy, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a comedian and actor who is currently appearing in Steve Martin's Picasso at the La Peine Agile at the Rubicon Theater in Ventura, California, Paul Provenza.
Hello, Cindy. How are you?
I'm fine, Paul. Hi.
Next, say hello to a deputy editor and a blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Kiri. Another Texan.
Yes. Hi, Cindy.
And lastly, a comedian who will be appearing next at the Riverside Theater in Vero Beach, Florida on April 3rd, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, Cindy.
Cindy, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time, Carl Castle, as he traditionally does. We'll recreate three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice, on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Here's your first quote.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base.
There was somebody talking in dramatic terms just about a week ago about how she braved gunfire while visiting the Balkans in 1996. Turns out, well, no. Who didn't actually have to run in a serpentine fashion across the tarmac?
Well, I'll try not to misspeak as I say this.
It was Hillary Clinton, of course. The senator has mentioned many times her dangerous trip to Tuzla in Bosnia in 96 as proof of her foreign policy chops. But archival news footage that was broadcast this week shows Mrs. Clinton strolling over a peaceful tarmac, kissing a small, apparently unarmed child. Having an open-air brunch on the airstrip with her Target store logo T-shirt on her. No ill effect.
It actually was Boston where she was assaulted.
I see. Now, as you alluded to, in response to this revelation, Ms. Clinton said that she misspoke when she talked about the snipers. She said, quote, "Occasionally, I am a human being like everybody else," unquote. Occasionally? Like when the full moon is hidden by clouds? What does she mean by this? Anyway, we did some research. We here at Wait, Wait, journalists that we are. Turns out Ms. Clinton has misspoken before, such as when she addressed the students at the University of Pennsylvania just on March 19th.
It's great to be back here at Penn and in Philadelphia. I remember giving the commencement address here some years ago, and I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles.
In fairness, though, it is in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I know.
That's a tough
town.
It's
almost more believable there, I think, than... So do you think this is going to hurt her in terms of this revelation that she's been more or less not telling the truth about what happened?
Not as much as the bullets.
No, that's true.
I don't know. 8-year-olds can be brutal. I just want to say. Yeah.
8-year-olds?
Yeah, the 8-year-old.
Oh, the little girl.
Who, like, gave her the flower.
8-year-old Bosnian girl.
Yeah. She did have a hostile look in her eye.
Yeah. Try spending a day with an 8-year-old.
All right. Cindy, you still with us?
Absolutely.
Here's your next quote, and it is, of course, the President of these United States.
A mistake had been made.
That was what the President reportedly told China's President Hu Jintao to explain but not lay blame as to how we ended up shipping what by mistake to Taiwan a little while ago.
Oh, would it have been arms?
It was arms, but it was a particular kind of arms.
Oh. Oh, missiles? Air?
What kind of missiles?
The big kind.
He can't pronounce it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, those nuclear.
Yeah, nuclear.
Nuclear warheads.
Nuclear warheads. Well, you know how it is. You're packing up your gifts. You've got them all wrapped. They look alike. You stick the wrong labels on. Same thing happened at the Pentagon. So back in 06, Taiwan got the top secret shipment of nuclear bomb parts. And an Air Force base got the complete Girls Gone Wild DVD collection that the Taiwanese president had ordered. The problem, though, is that China still maintains that Taiwan is a Chinese province in rebellion. So they, of course, got very, very upset that somebody would, you know, just by accident, send Taiwan parts for nuclear warheads. The president tried, as you heard, to calm the Chinese leader down. He pointed out things could be worse. The last time President Bush mistakenly sent something to another country, it was an invading army.
I guess if the assembly instructions show up in Tibet, it's all off between us and the Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Chinese should toughen up. I know every Chinese deliver I get screwed up.
Yeah, that's true.
I always ask for the extra rice. It's never there.
Cindy, here is your last quote.
It appears he wasn't following proper procedures. Now, we just don't know exactly what procedure wasn't being followed.
That was an official talking about a U.S. Airways pilot who apparently wasn't following procedures when it came to him playing with what during a flight from Denver to Charlotte.
Oh.
Would it have something to do with the microphone?
No.
No?
Even more dangerous than that.
More dangerous than that.
Yeah. The pilots have only recently been allowed to have these, and maybe they shouldn't.
Oh, his gun?
His gun.
Oh.
After 9/11, the FAA allowed pilots to carry loaded handguns in the cockpit. But they have to be locked, and the pilot only gets to use it, of course, in emergencies. So it's a mystery.
Like if he can't get his nuts.
That's why we're not allowed to have guns on the plane.
Anyway, nobody knows why the pilot on last Saturday's U.S. Airways flight 1536 needed to pull out his weapon during a routine descent into Charlotte. Maybe he knew something about Charlotte. We don't.
He thought he was landing in Bosnia.
That's what I mean. He thought the First Lady was on board.
Yeah.
That's all.
Carl, how did Cindy do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Cindy, you had 3 correct answers, and I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Cindy.